Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Run It Again is a podcast show hosted by former NFL player Ron Pitts and also former Super Bowl coach Mike Martz. The podcast provides an inside look at sports, the players, the coaches, and the business of sports. Visit runitagainpodcast.com. Once again, runitagainpodcast.com, or get it wherever you get your podcasts. And now joining us, a man that coached the St. Louis Rams from 2000 to 2005, also a longtime offensive coordinator in the National Football League, and that, of course, is Coach Mike Martz. Coach, appreciate the time. How you been?
I'm good, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Well, no problem. We appreciate you coming on. So, Miami Dolphins, they're 3-3. Ryan Fitzpatrick has played well. They get to a bye week this week, and coming out of the bye in week 8, they'll have a matchup against the Rams. I like the decision they made today. It was surprising, but I like it going to Tua Tagovailoa. How about yourself?
Well, it was going to happen. I think the way they did it is much better than starting the season off with him like that. I think part of the issue was he probably was not completely healthy and ready to play to some extent. And I think sitting and watching Fitzy play and the way he did, particularly last week, I think probably helped him.
I'll tell you, it's also going to be fun because we get to see Miami go up against the Chargers, Miami go up against the Bengals. Give me your impressions of Justin Herbert so far with the Chargers and then Joe Burrow with the Bengals.
Well, I think Justin Herbert has probably been the most impressive of everybody. He, when he came out of Oregon, they were somewhat limited in terms of what they were asking him to do, and he has so much potential. Big guy with a big arm and has all those things. But the thing that really jumps out at you is his ability to make difficult throws under duress, and that's something you don't know about until they're in the, in the heat of things in the NFL. So, that's the difference between just good players and really exceptional players in the league, and he certainly has that.
You know this, there's so much that goes into finding a franchise quarterback, and a lot of times it's the environment around that quarterback. When I look at, for you and your opinion, like how do you know when you have a franchise quarterback? What are the things that you look for in the early stages in the first year for one of these quarterbacks?
Well, they have to be just consistently accurate no matter what. And what we're just talking about, making accurate throws under pressure is a big deal. So that's number one. And the toughness, the physical, but more importantly, the emotional toughness of, holding up and competing. That guy's got to be your best competitor in the field, bar none. And he doesn't have to be a real outspoken guy and loud and all that. Just his tenacity, like Joe Montana, for instance, the calm under pressure. We've seen that with Mahomes and those kinds of quarterbacks. So I think that's extremely important. Then the ability to just see and react quickly to what he sees, to pull the trigger and anticipate throws and not hold the ball. And I think those are the three biggest things that really will declare and define a better than average or an exceptional player.
When you guys had Kurt Warner in St. Louis, and that offense was tremendous all around, greatest show on turf, all that. But Kurt's story is unbelievable. When was like the first moment that you realized you guys had something special than what people thought in Kurt Warner?
Well, I don't think anybody knew how special he was going to be, even as it was going on during the season. We always played really well, and it got better as the year went on. But we knew, at least we all felt, that he was going to be a solid starter that we could win with. And then from that point on, it just got better and better every week. So if somebody out there was going to tell you that they always knew he was going to be a great one, that's garbage. But I think by midseason, when we went up, we'd lost to Tennessee. We went up to Detroit and lost to Detroit back-to-back. We were undefeated up until then. And then we come back and get on that stretch. He was determined. Then you kind of knew he was a little bit different.
And then you see what he also did in Arizona after going to New York and his team, they were off to a good start with the Giants, and they go to Eli Manning, and you see him get back to a Super Bowl with Arizona. That was neat when you look back at the career of Kurt Warner, what he was able to do in Arizona as well towards the end of his career.
Well, the thing that he did that was so amazing in Arizona, you know, there's a dry spell in there for a number of years there where they were trying to get things going offensively. They're rebuilding their offensive line. They're trying to get some receivers and putting in an offense. And, you know, then it kind of culminated there in the Super Bowl. But it wasn't there in 1 or 2 years and being the Super Bowl. He was part of that building process and patience. He got banged up pretty good in the process, but of course it was worthwhile. The Super Bowl, he did a great job with it.
Mike Martz here with us on the show. So you know how it is in this league. You play well for a few weeks. Everyone's calling you great. You have two bad games and everyone's saying maybe the quarterback's not as good as we thought. How about Josh Allen in Buffalo? What are your thoughts on Josh?
I think he's that upward trend. I think he's really going to be an outstanding player. I do think they're a little bit handcuffed in that game for whatever reason. I don't know why, but they didn't really let him play until the second half. I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do offensively, but he's better than that. I think that he'll show that as the season goes on. There's no question in my mind he's a franchise player, but you got to let him play. You know, you got to feed him the ball and let him do some things and not be so doggone conservative.
Coach, we stay in that draft class, and I look at a guy like Sam Darnold. I think the organization is failing him right now, and he's hurt right now, but the offensive line stinks. He has no one to throw the football to. There's just no talent on the Jets. It looks like they're going to get the number one overall pick and take Trevor Lawrence. Do you think Sam Darnold will be a successful quarterback elsewhere in the National Football League?
You know, it's hard to know. It's hard to say. When you're on a team like that and you're a first-round pick or a top pick and you don't have anybody in terms of a supporting cast around you, and we've seen quarterbacks, for instance, the Bengals. You know, Steve Young, when he was at Tampa Bay, he was the lowest-rated passer in the league, and then, of course, he goes out to San Francisco and it's different. It's hard to say. When you're on a bad team, you don't have people around you, you start to develop bad habits. They expect you to win it by yourself, and you start to try to make plays you shouldn't, and then you just kind of go downhill, and then the injury factor, it's just a nightmare. Hopefully they can change enough around him where that won't happen, but that's kind of a consistent theme with teams like that.
What would you say to Sam right now? What advice would you give him? Because that's got to be tough being in that organization right now where basically everyone's already replacing you and the organization's not giving you much help when we're currently looking at that team.
You know, he's going to have to be patient. His time is still ahead. You know, he'll end up changing teams eventually and getting a position, hopefully. You know, the league's all about having the right opportunity, right place at the right time. And right now for him, this isn't the right place and the right time. He's eventually going to show up for him, but he's just got to be ready.
Do you think the Titans can win a Super Bowl this year? Ryan Tannehill has done a remarkable job with Tennessee after taking over for Mariota last year. You think Tennessee could be a Super Bowl team?
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, I'm a big fan of the head coach, Mike Vrabel, down there, and I just like the personality of the team, the toughness. They don't beat themselves, the physical part of it. They're really a good, solid football team. I don't think there's any question they have a chance at it.
Mike Martz here with us on the show for a few more minutes. It's Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, when we look at Jared Goff, anytime you start to believe in him, he has a bad game. We saw that on Sunday night. Where the 49ers just made him be such an inaccurate quarterback, and the 49ers are a banged-up football team. When you see Jared Goff, how do you describe him as a quarterback through the first few years of his career?
Well, he's been real consistent, and I think he's been on an upward trend. I think what happened with him, and everybody has those kinds of games, but he's a young enough quarterback where, and I don't know because I didn't watch a coach's copy of this, that San Francisco was entirely different than what they prepared for, and they didn't adjust. Then he's going to have some tough moments in that game. And I don't know if that's what happened, but I would suspect that's part of the issue there. And he's got to dust that thing off and get going because every great quarterback has had those kinds of days. You know, otherwise, you got to get rid of Rodgers, right? So and it just happens. It just happens. And, you know, he's going to recover and have a great year this year, and they'll factor in at the end.
The Bears are 5-1. I never saw this one coming in a million years, Coach Mike Martz. The defense is really good. Offensively, Foles is doing just enough. Is that a team that they're just going to keep on winning games probably like 23-16, 23-17?
Boy, I just don't know. That's a team I'm kind of waiting for the wheels to come off sometimes, but they don't seem to. And I think they're built on a real solid frame with that defense, good special teams. And I think the thing they have to do is they've got to get back into a little bit more of that running game, be stronger in the running game if they can. But, you know, they let Foles play. He is a really good down-the-field thrower. You know, he's a good passer in that respect. And he's proved that he can make those big plays. They're a good, solid team. You just got to turn him loose a little bit.
And then finally, to me, Kansas City is the best team in the AFC. When we get into that second-best conversation, you got Pittsburgh, you got Baltimore. I know we talked about Tennessee as well. Is there a team between those three, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Tennessee, that you like one over the other two?
Well, Pittsburgh's not going to go away anytime soon. You know, they've been quietly having a great year. And now that Big Ben is healthy again, they're really run the football exceptionally well. Of course, they play great defense. So you got a seasoned Super Bowl quarterback who's healthy. You've got a terrific running game and a great defense. That's a great combination to win Super Bowl.
Make sure you check out Coach's podcast with Ron Pitts, former NFL player and broadcaster, runitagainpodcast.com. You enjoying the podcast, Coach?
I am. You know, it's one of those things we can kind of go off on tangents and we don't have to, you know, end the conversation. We can string it out a little bit and go in any direction we'd like to. So it's kind of fun in that respect.
And you don't got to deal with any obnoxious media members, right?
Actually, we've become part of the media, I guess. We've gone over to the dark side.
You never thought that was going to happen, right?
No.
Coach, we appreciate it. You and the family, be well. Stay healthy.
Thanks for having me, Zach.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.